I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 789, Stop Hiding Among the Trees. It seems so hard to have a right view of ourselves. I mean, we either think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, as Scripture warns against, or we completely deny and downplay our great identity as God's beloved children. I want to take this episode and next episode to address that problem. Tomorrow, we'll look at the truth that we need to embrace, and today, let's look at the truth that we try to deny. As you listen today and tomorrow, maybe see where you would place yourself on that continuum. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and to love others. I call it T2G. And loving God and others means that we need to have a right view of ourselves as God sees us in Christ. So it all started back in the garden. Things were going along swimmingly. Great location, lots to eat, good weather, even a companion for the human. So far, so good. And then it fell apart. And so we call it that, the fall. Adam and Eve ate the one thing not on their diet, as directed by God, and they sinned. The text tells us several things happened immediately after that fateful decision to disaster. The Bible says their eyes were opened. They knew that they were naked, which is kind of interesting because they hadn't picked up on that earlier, but that's for another podcast. They sewed fig leaves together and they covered themselves. And then it happened. Genesis 3, verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Now you got to smile a bit when you hear that, right? They tried to hide themselves from God? Come on. You know, when I'm with my younger grandchildren, we often play hide and seek. And the younger they are, the sillier the hiding spots. Maybe right under the blanket next to you, or behind the curtain with their little feet sticking out. Finding them is not tough at all, but they don't know that. I often go through the house saying, "Where's Maddie? Where's Reagan? I can't find Bridger," even though I know exactly where they are. I wonder how long God played along. In the Genesis text, God calls out, "Where are you?" Now please notice this. They heard God coming and they were afraid. But God was not coming to condemn them, but to find them. Please notice, God seeks out sinners. God is not contaminated by sin. We are. God comes to us in our sin while we are in hiding among the trees, pretending that he doesn't see. The old saying tells us, confession is good for the soul. Friends, you don't have to pretend with God. You can be honest to God. He already knows the naked truth about you, and he loves you anyway. Here's the great question. What part of your life have you been hiding among the trees from God and everybody else that you need to face with the Lord today? Let's pray this prayer from thirdmill.org. Heavenly Father, we lower our heads before you and we confess that we have too often forgotten that we are yours. Sometimes we carry on our lives as if there is no God, and we fall short of being a credible witness to you. For these things, we ask your forgiveness and we ask for your strength. Give us clear minds and open hearts so we may witness to you in our world. Remind us to be who you called us to be. Regardless of the sin in our life, you have forgiven us. Thank you for your amazing grace. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 790. In the meantime, tomorrow we'll look at this from another angle. But remember, friends, God refused to be bested by our sin. He didn't run from it. He did something about it. He became one of us. He died for us. And he set us free. And he offered access to another tree in the middle of the garden. Not the tree of death, but the tree of life. So as you think about your life and all that you may be hiding from other people, please understand God sees you, he knows you, he loves you. He wants to deal with your sin as he already has in Christ. Isn't it time to stop hiding among the trees?